covering Cleveland once again. It's the Jen and Tim Show. Coach Steve Trevisano, the head coach of Mentor High School Football, joins the show. Coach, say it ain't so. Oh, my gosh. I couldn't believe it. I saw the story on Twitter yesterday. You know, it's Jen Tui and Tim Richards. I live in Mentor. So you've been the coach of the Mentor Cardinals for how long now?
This will be 23 years.
Woo! 23 years. And after this upcoming season, you will no longer be the coach. What do you get? Is it a retirement, or what are you calling it?
I've always wanted to, or never wanted to stay too long, and wanted to make sure I was able to give the kids everything I could. So, you know, I wanted to make sure when going out, when I was still able to do things and do things well. And so, you know, I don't know what it'll end up being. I won't be a head football coach anymore. Maybe I'll be an assistant or something, but we'll see.
So what's going to happen after you go? Are you going to take part in choosing the person to replace you, or do you just kind of wave goodbye and move on? How does that work?
Well, I don't know that I'll ever wave goodbye because you've been here for so long. And, you know, I've always done a pretty good job of trying to get my young guys prepared. We've got a guy in the program who's an outstanding football coach and a great guy, and I've prepared him for that.
Maybe you could join the Bears with Mitch. Maybe that...
I go play some football.
That's so exciting that he's up there with the Chicago Bears. And I tell you what, I always love going to the home games. I go with my stepsons as many times as I can. I mean, not only the winning tradition, but, you know, all the impact that you've had on all these hundreds and hundreds of kids over the years. And also my oldest stepson plays seventh grade ball. He played seventh grade ball last year. And even you showing up there to see how the kids having fun and things, you know, they always appreciate that. I don't know if you ever get told that, but that's really cool when, you know, coach is on the sideline checking out all the kids having fun. So thank you for doing that, as well as, you know, you're not only taking care of the high school team, but you're checking out the kids all the way down the line, you know?
Well, yeah, and that's the big part of it. It's building the program from the youth all the way up through the varsity. And that's what makes a program solid and strong. And, you know, I think we've done a pretty good job of that.
So as you head into your last season as the head coach, is there anything special or different or that you haven't done before that you want to make sure you do this year?
Well, hopefully we win it all.
There you go. State championship. You've had some great teams. I mean, some great teams. No doubt about that.
We have. And you know, I think you're going to go into this year, or we'll go into this year, and we're going to give it the best effort we can. And, you know, we're going to work hard every day and prepare the kids and try to teach them what it takes to be a great young man. And hopefully in the end it works out. We win as many games as we can.
Well, I tell you what, the atmosphere you've been able to provide, along with the great kids, the great coaching, the great teaching, you know, I'm sure I'm speaking for a lot of, you know, people in Mentor. Thank you for everything that you've done, continue to do with Mentor's kids. And we'll be certainly watching this this next upcoming year and into the future. So thanks for everything that you've done and continue to do.
Well, I appreciate that. I haven't worked too many days in my life. I've been lucky and been in a great school and a great city.